Dermot and Dave on Today FM.
Say stuff, that's who's the music.
Say stuff, that's who's the music.
Say stuff, that's who's the music.
Okay, if you haven't heard this part of the show before, it's like this. I play pieces of music. Dermot must use the improv skills he hones on Monday nights in the
International. Yeah, easy known, he has never been to one of my gigs.
And he must say stuff off the top of his head that suits the pieces of music. But I just had a brainwave this morning when I woke up and I went, yes, let's throw an extra challenge in.
Oh, sure, why not?
Every single one has to be an impersonation. So you can't just do generic man voice. You can't just do, oh, that's Indian, I'm going to do an Indian man's voice. No, it has to be a celebrity impersonation.
You mean I can't be as racist as I want to be?
No, it's racially insensitive. No. So you've just got to do a celebrity impersonation each time. Come on, simple enough.
It's, oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it's for you now. You ready?
Hold on, let me think about who I can do badly. Right.
Just go, okay, on, your, okay, go yeah. on your gut. Here we go.
All right, all right, all right. This is Matthew McConaughey inviting you to my African evening in Tamango's nightclub, Port Minor, County Dublin. It's going to be me, some fine, fine ladies, and some ice-cold beers. Come with me to my African evening. It's African because I don't know why it is African, but all right, all right, all right.
How you doing? Ray Darcy here. Join me Monday. We're doing the show live from a big house in Kildare. And we'll all be there, and myself, the team, and we're doing a big run, 5K run around Kildare. But all right, I don't know. Okay, that's it. Ray Darcy in a big house in Kildare, Monday evening.
Hello there and a very good afternoon to you. Evelyn Cusack here with the Met Aaron weather update. Well, as you can hear from the background music, it's going to get pretty bloody tropical this weekend, with temperatures soaring to 12 degrees centigrade. You might even be able to wear a tank top or indeed a sleeveless vest of some kind.
That's the same thing.
Good evening.
How you doing? Big Jack here.
And I'm Giovanni Drabadani.
And I'm Martin O'Neill.
Join us, the Irish Republic of Ireland managers, for a special night at Tamango's, Port Marnock, County Dublin, following the success of Matthew McConaughey's African Night. Don't miss it. Put them under pressure.
Hey, guys, it's Christopher Walken. I live downstairs. The music is too loud. I can't hear myself polish my shotgun. Guys, turn it down. Turn it down. I'm going to come in there and put a cap in your ass. God damn, hate living in Clondalkin.
All right, Martin King here for TV3. I'll tell you all about our big heavy metal and MMA fight night here just after the 7 o'clock show. Louise will be there picking blood up off the octagon, and all the lads from Ireland AM will be there driving around in monster trucks killing everyone who comes. All right, that's it. Martin Kick, TV3, join us for the big MMA. See you later. All right.
Good evening. It's Jazz Night on Lord of the Rings Radio with me, Gandalf, and kind of Terry Wogan. On Jazz Trumpet, it's Schmeagle.
Precious.
Dermot and Dave on Today FM.
And in time.
This one.
Great, isn't it? That's Road Wives and this on Today FM. That is our homegrown hero this week.
Definitely been listening to a bit of Howard Jones, I'd say.
Yeah.
Sounds a bit like him.
Yeah, I'm into it.
If you're in a band, or you like a band you think should be a homegrown hero on Today FM with Dermot and Dave, all you got to do is drop us a link to the music. Email homegrownhero@todayfm.com.
Michael is having a good time, he says. He is hoovering naked while listening to us. Now, obviously, by hoovering, he means vacuuming, because, as we all know, you can't use brand names as verbs.
I think you find we all do, we can, and we don't care what you think about it.
True,
it's
know.
The fact that he's hoovering naked should be the worrying part of it, not the fact that he's gone with a brand name as a verb.
I have a Henry. You know those vacuum cleaners, like the
little face.
Yeah, it's very good. Like, even though it has a face.
Why did you go with a Henry? Incidentally, like no one goes out to buy one of those. Is it just because if it had a face, would you have bought it? If it didn't have a face, rather.
Oh yeah, no, because I actually we had.
Like, okay. If you put a face on other electrical appliances, would you buy them?
No, there was research done. So. We had problems with vacuum cleaners. We had a consistent run of poor vacuum cleaner performance. And I was
Dyson.
Well, I was sick of spending modest amounts of money on terrible vacuum cleaners. But I wasn't prepared to spend a large amount of money on a very good one.
Either you want a good one or you don't.
But also, somebody had a Dyson and said it wasn't very good. So, like, you know.
So why did you go with Henry? Because it had a face.
No, I asked the cleaner in work in our old job. And I said, you have a Henry there, and you do a vacuum. What's like? She said, it's the best vacuum cleaner I've had since a Nilfisk in the 80s. And I went, that's good enough for me. And I went, she was right.
We had a Nilfisk. Why did they call it that? No one can say it.
Nilfisk.
Nilfisk.
Nilfisk and Scalextric. Get it right.
Nilfisk.
You had one.
Nilfisk. Guys, I've got a name for the company. All right, gather around. Nilfisk. Get out. How did he keep his job? Nilfisk. It's not even like Suktron or like, you know, Hoovmatic.
Suktron.
Nilfisk. It doesn't suggest anything except Nilfisk. Like small things going down the backs of radiators. Nilfisk.
If any graphic designers would like to mock up what the Suktron 3000 would look like, please email it to david@todayfm.com. At Dermot Today FM, at Dave Today FM, if you ever want to drop us a tweet.
What's your man, the football player that...
football guy.
Like, football man. Jan Vertonghen?
Jan Vertonghen, yes, Spurs, the Belgian centre-half, who unfortunately opened up his medial knee ligament the other day in the game. I was going to be out, maybe out for the Euros.
Which it's fortunate for us, then.
Possibly fortunate for us, but unfortunately, I think both for him and for football in general, he's a great defender.
I think Jan Vertonghen sounds like the sound it makes if you drop a plastic bottle onto a floor. Jan Vertonghen. Jan Vertonghen.
Do you see what I'm dealing with?
Jan Vertonghen.
This is what I do all the time. Yeah, probably.
This is slippy. Jan, oh no! Jan Vertonghen.
What?
Not again.
I think there's too much musicality to your, like, what? It sounds like maybe some, that sounds like a pail.
Jan Vertonghen. It depends. Like, if it's a small bottle, Jan Vertonghen.
But would it not change? Because like, Jan Vertonghen.
No. Maybe if it was going down steps.
Oh.
Jan Vertonghen. Jan Vertonghen.
Okay, I think I'm done. I'm going to go home now, guys.
Kane Home Chips with Dermot and Dave on Today FM.
And a clear round there for Captain Brian Mooney on Royal Irish Boomerang.
And next into the arena, it's Dermot and Dave from Today FM aboard a pantomime horse called Fatty Sugarlumps.
And off they go, up towards the first jump. Oh, God, no.
That is horrific.
That's children here, for God's sake.
That's new from L. King, X's and O's, it's called. And people, we have a problem.
Oh, there's a text saying, damn you, I keep saying Jan Vertonghen. I'm smiling, though.
You see, the thing is, Dermot has a theory that if you drop a plastic bottle on the ground, it sounds like Jan Vertonghen.
Jan Vertonghen.
Have you got your plastic bottle
Jan
there?
Jan Vertonghen.
So he brought in one of those giant 5-litre Tipperary water things we have here in the office.
He's off the water cooler.
Off the water cooler, go for it.
so loud you can't hear you saying it, but yeah. You gonna go again?
Yeah. Jan Vertonghen.
So, obviously the more he says it, the more he thinks it sounds like it. But Aidan Connolly on Twitter has recorded himself. He's tweeting me and he just goes, he's right, you know.
Fluffy on the inside.
It's Jan Vertonghen. Please, find plastic bottles, record them hitting the ground, and you will also see that they are all saying Jan Vertonghen.
Hi, I'm Patrick Harrington.
I'm Graham McDowell.
And we like to think that we're the Dermot and Dave of the golf world.
Yeah, why, Barry? Because we're at the top of our game.
No, because neither of us can talk properly.
What are you talking about, Barry? We've got a lot of drunk bones in the spine.
When your legs don't work like they used to before.
Thank you so much for all your texts coming in at 53102, live at todayfm.com as well for emails. And we've got loads in, and they're all about mammies today, because there's a beautiful video of a mammy, Irish mammy versus a bee, up on our website, which you have to check out in your own, with your own earphones, because it's very rude.
Dermot and Dave page for that. Diane from Wexford says, me ma ordered a Caesar salad instead of a Caesar salad, and chicken goujons, as in the name, instead of chicken goujons, and she can't be told.
That happens a lot. We got Shane on the phone. Hey, Shane.
How are you doing, Glenn? How are you going?
Cool. Where are you at the moment?
I'm blowing Cork in the city.
Right.
So how were you treated by your mother as a child?
So basically, Mammy doesn't like big dogs at all, you know. Even if they're nice, big, friendly giants, she's like, no. They'll jump on me now, they'll knock me down, the whole lot. So we were out walking anyway, and I was only 5 or 6, I'd say. I was small anyway. Small enough to be walking my mother, like, you know. So we're there anyway, and this big old dog jumps up on a wall in a house. And I don't know even where we were. We were up visiting my nan or something, so it was a bit of a walk home. And this dog, anyway, big old dog, he's like, rah, rah, you know. So she's all like, oh no, panics. What does she do? Holds me as a child in front of her, sacrificing me to the beast, like. And I'm just like, what's going on? I can't move, obviously, because, you know, I'm tiny, like,
small, yeah.
You know, I'm still big enough to probably be picked up, I'd say. And I'm just like looking at this dog. And you're like, my old lad was there. We were all laughing afterwards, you know, but yeah, thanks, ma'am, you know.
The human shield versus the vicious rabid dog.
I was about a foot tall. I would have barely slowed it down.
Did she ever apologise?
No, sure, we still laugh about it, you know, but like, sure, she wouldn't let me get eaten there.
Come on, Che, good to talk to you, man.
Cheers, guys.
See you
later, bye. Gary Nolan has dropped an email in. Dave has no friends at todayfm.com is the one he's decided to use, and it's him scaring his mammy. But her immediate reaction is so brilliant.
Ah! You f***ing arse face.
Play it again. I did get an effing arse face.
Yeah.
Ah! You f***ing arse face.
And there's no, I haven't edited that. That goes rah and straight to you effing arse face.
It's mum's swearing, you know, because it takes a lot to make your mum swear, usually. Not the woman in the video that's on to the FM.
Oh, God, no.
I was telling you about my mother getting the word nerds wrong. She thought it was like for somebody evil, you know. So if saw somebody had done something terrible in the news, they go, oh my God, what a nerd.
Saddam Hussein is such a nerd.
Such a nerd, yeah. This one, the text says, our mom never swears, but she considers the epitome of evil. She'll call them a pup. However, she did go through a phase of calling people pricks in an affectionate way, and we had to tell her what it meant. It was hilarious. You can keep your mammyisms coming in. 53102. You can let us know on the Boast app as well. You can talk direct to the show.
And coming up in a couple of minutes' time, we're going to have, of course, a brand new jingly bit boosting a business around Ireland, but we'll just have to do this one more time.
You f***ing arse face.
McCain Original Oven Chips with Dermot and Dave on Today FM. Potato, sunflower oil and nothing else. There's wholesome goodness in...
Jingly bits on Today FM, making funny jingles for your business. Send us a text and we'll write a song, but don't blame us if we get it wrong. This is Dermot and Dave's Jingly Bits.
Now, John Hogan is a blacksmith from ironexcellence.com. John, how are you?
Not too bad. How are you doing yourself?
Grand. This is Dave here, and Dermot's over there.
Very
all right,
good.
John.
All right, Kermit, how are you getting on?
Whereabouts are you?
I'm based just outside Ballina in Mayo, just Killala.
Killala.
That's where I am, yeah.
We're quite intimidated by you, John. You're literally the most manly man we've ever come across. You put metal into fire and then bang it with hammers.
Yeah. I didn't do too well in school.
So the image everybody has of blacksmith is kind of a dark, smoky room where you're banging swords into shape for an oncoming battle. How close to the reality? What's your workshop like?
I'd have a big workshop, you know, and I'd have a lot of kind of modern machinery as well, but we'd still use a lot of the traditional techniques, you know.
Look, what we want to know is, do you get to get hot metal and then jam it into water so it goes... And you go,
I wouldn't, start the day, every day like that, just to get going, you know?
Yeah, we just basically want to know that you're having your own Game of Thrones moments down in Killala in Mayo. So we had a look at your website, ironexcellence.com, and there's loads of really cool stuff that you've made. Like there's a huge salmon sculpture.
I liked the one of the snail.
Yeah, there's a snail sculpture, that was, it's kind of a nature trail. So the idea was that the snail would be going up the side of the mountain and there'd be kind of a trail behind him, the path, you know. So
there's an artistic element, but you do kind of standard, you know, candlesticks, gates, staircases, restoration, all the kind of day-to-day stuff.
Yes, I do. Because of the nature of the work, it's all kind of one-off pieces, and I do a lot of restoration as well of kind of old iron work, but it's mainly kind of commissioned work, do you know what I mean? Mm. So
are you single?
No, I'm not. I'm not single. No, I'm a taken man, and we have a little baby boy arrived 3 days ago. So we've had
fantastic.
Amazing.
2016 is awesome. First a baby, now a jingly bit.
Started off with a bag, all right.
What you call the baby? Axe.
Sean.
Oh, that's almost as good.
Forge.
George.
Smelt. That would have been a great name. Smelt Hogan.
If you could... just say a big thank you to everyone in the maternity ward in Castlebar and Mayo. I'd appreciate that. They were fantastic down there.
Well, you just did, so that's fine.
Okay, that's great.
Does your missus like when you come home all manly and dirty from smoke and blacksmith things?
I suppose she does, yeah. I'm going to get killed for that, but anyway.
Of course she does. Yeah. No, not like us wimps going home, my fingers are sore from typing.
My voice is a bit strained from talking all day. You walk in, you're covered in soot and going, I made things.
The most we'd make in a day is a sandwich. Yeah. And that, even in that, we usually buy them. Have you ever made a sword? For the crack?
I have. Well, not for the crack. Sometimes I get asked to do, people that are into reenactments and things like that. You'd make swords or torture equipment or that kind of stuff, you know?
Okay, now we're getting onto something.
I was getting a visual there on the old bedroom. How did you feel when you were making the sword?
I felt fantastic when I was making the sword.
I just think that it's such an ancient craft. I really admire that, just to be doing something that people have literally done for thousands of years.
Yeah, I suppose the difficulty is when you're doing it every day for a living, it just becomes your job.
Yeah, it's hard to get that exciting.
The romance wears off.
It does, yeah. You don't be jumping out of the bed.
In a 1500 degree oven going beside your head. Oh God, this is so great. I'm so tied to the earth and the Bronze Age.
John, are you ready for your jingly bit on Today FM?
I am. I'm very excited.
Here we go.
Candlesticks, metal gates, go. Sculptures, staircase, restoration, decoration, statue of a snail. Dirty face, black hands, steam, smoke, water, man, burning things, banging things. I want to have his babies. John makes things from fire. He hammers metal, he'll make you a kettle. John makes things from fire. Check him out, he's on ironexcellence.com.
Lad, that was brilliant. Thanks a million. Fair play to you.
Sheridan Days on Today FM.